think I'm where I want to be. I'm thinking about the right things when I break the huddle and just trying to make good decisions and get on the same page with some of these guys. We've had some injuries, so trying to, you know, work on my timing with these guys and make sure I'm seeing the field the way I want to.
What do you see out of Tyrone Walker?
I think Tyrone's had a good camp. I think, you know, it's tough competition at the receiver spot, but we've had some injuries there with Jordy and Randall. You know, giving those guys an opportunity. I think Tyrone's made the most of it so far. He's got to continue to play well in the preseason and make some plays on special teams.
Is this the most amount of new receivers you've had to work with the ones 5 years or so?
I'm not sure. I'd have to go back and look. But I like those guys. I think they're doing some good things. James, again, has been the guy that's been able to stay healthy, and it's not surprising he's making a lot of plays in practice and had a big big play in the game. Who?
You.
Oh.
Not in a good place right
Why
now.
Why is he talking about me?
I guess I'm wondering all around, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. I mean, do you feel like you're in a different spot in 2013 here? Or?
I don't know. It's tough to determine. I mean, I feel like I'm where I should be. I'm the longest tenured Packer here. I've seen a lot. I think I'm playing obviously fast, but my mind is slow, which is where you want to be when you're out there in live drills. I like the leadership opportunity I have, especially with some of these young guys. I like how other guys are stepping up and taking on more of that role with some of our older veteran leaders gone. It's been a good camp. I like the vibe of this team. I like the atmosphere around this locker room. I think you've seen a lot of guys really take that next jump. And, I think a guy like JaMychal Finley's had an excellent camp. It's fun to watch him make some of the plays that he wasn't making 3 or 4 years ago as far as being able to read a defense quickly and diagnose it and get into his route. And he's been very consistent for us, and he's been able to stay healthy. And you see other guys stepping up, Morgan Burnett, TJ and Josh, BJ Raji. I'm just one of those guys who has an important role on this team, as we all do. You got to know your role and execute it well, and I'm trying to do that.
Aaron, compared to previous camps, how much lighter is your workload this summer?
Yeah, it's been a lot lighter, and I've appreciated it. You know, last year there were times where we took 60 out of 70 snaps in a practice, and that's tough for anybody, whether you're in year one or year eight. And now in nine, they've done a good job. I think Ben, Mike, and Tom putting their heads together and taking off some of the load on my arm, so my arm's been able to stay very fresh. My legs have felt really good. I came in really good shape, probably the best shape I've been in since I had to be under 218 a few years back, maybe 5 years ago. So that feels good. Take some load off of my legs. And I love football, so I want to make sure I'm putting my best foot forward for these guys and lead them in the right way.
Aaron, how do you think that will manifest itself when you get into the season? Because you've had good numbers. You've been able to sustain that in seasons past all the way through. But if your arm's even fresher, how do you think we'll see that manifest itself?
I don't know. I mean, I don't like to put specific numbers or goals into play. It's about being consistent. I can see this year more than anything. You know, one word we've talked about is sacrifice, sacrificing for the good of the team and putting the team and the needs of the team in front of the needs of the self. You look at the guys we got in the back for this year, it's probably the best running back group we've had in my 9 years as a whole. That could mean the numbers might go down a little bit, but the most important thing, as we've stressed to the guys on offense, is about winning and playing well. And if we can have a balanced attack this year, I think that means sustained, consistent play, and that's what we're looking for.
Aaron, you training camp looked to be a grind, but you look like you're having fun out there. Are you?
I'm having a blast. I really am. I love this group of guys. I think it's a young group. It feels young. There's an influx of energy. We've seen a lot of guys fighting for positions, but a lot of guys stepping up and letting more of their personality out. And I think when you can get to that comfort zone where you're playing really fast and playing well, but also able to be yourself, and it's just fun for everybody else, and it's contagious. I think another thing that we've really seen is the assistant coaches have really picked up their intensity in practice. As they've picked up the demanding they're doing, and guys have picked up their play, when everybody's playing better, it's a more fun group out there, and I think you're especially seeing some fun on the defensive side. But me, I mean, I'm I'm always going to be joking around with those guys and understanding when I need to be serious and when I can toe the line there.
What kind of strides do you see Vince making after a week or 10 days or whatever?
Yeah, I think he's picking it up. You know, he's spending a lot of time with Ben, as is BJ, trying to make sure that they feel really comfortable with the offense. And it's important for Vince to be able to call it, see it in his mind, and then be able to execute. And I think, 7 days after he's been here, I think he's definitely improving on the verbiage and he's making some plays.
You were the first player drafted by Ted Thompson. Now you're the most tenured Packer. What's impressed you the most with how he's put together a roster and made cuts in preseason's past and what he's done with this year's team so far?
Well, kind of like his approach in the draft. He's going to add as much talent as he can, regardless of position. You've seen in the past we've kept five tight ends, five guys in the backfield, an extra defensive back, an extra defensive lineman. It's going to be the 53 best players, and we're going to have to manage where those 53 fall. And there's going to be maybe a couple groups that are short compared to years past, but you get excited about the influx of talent and the fact that we grow them up in our system. Mike McCarthy does a good job with his staff of getting those guys ready to play and getting them playing at a high level, and then we're able to re-sign them. And it's the Packer way. He's kept going like Ron did before him, and it's exciting.
Aaron, do you need time with the five guys in front of you? Is there anything to the – I know coaches would like to get that set as early as possible so they could all work together, but what does it mean for a quarterback to have that set early enough where you guys get enough together?
Well, that's important. We thought it was going to look a certain way. It's not. So we've had to adjust, and this is going to be a very important week. On the road, our first road test, there should be some noise early on, and you got two premier pass rushers. And I'm just talking about the outside guys, not to mention the guys inside, but when you're talking about the tackles, this is a great test. If you watch the film from last year, they were getting after us and getting hits on me early. And it's going to be important for those guys to get into a rhythm and David getting used to what the noise is like and the count when we're on the road. And it should be a good learning experience for those guys.
Even though you're very talented as a medical quarterback, do your coaches remind you it's time to be a pocket guy? Stand back there, live for the next down, don't use your feet so much. Extend your career. What's your thoughts on that?
I'm going to keep playing my game as long as I can. My game is is to read the defense, move in the pocket, trust my instincts, extend plays when I can, and as long as I can play that way, I'm going to keep playing.